101.
Manhunt for suspect in infant murder case. Predators at Chisokoni Market are given 1 month extension to vacate the land belonging to antelope milling. And in African news, a powerful cyclone kills at least 31 as it tears through Madagascar port. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chua. The Zambia Police Service in Dola District has launched a manhunt for David Zulu of Nsundu area, who is alleged to have murdered his 8-month-old daughter, Nandi Zulu. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi has disclosed that the incident reportedly occurred on 10th of February 2026, around 2 hours at the family home following a marital dispute. Mr. Chilavi disclosed that the suspect allegedly struck the infant on the head with a shovel, causing fatal injuries. He stated that the neighbors rushed the child to Arthur Davidson Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Mr. Chilavi added that police processed the scene and the body has been deposited at Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination.
Following a marital dispute between the suspect and his wife, the child's mother. During the altercation, the suspect allegedly hit the infant on the head with a shovel, causing fatal injuries. With the help of neighbors, the child was rushed to Arthur Davidson Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Police officers responded to the incident and the scene was processed. The body of the deceased has since been deposited at Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and burial. The motive behind the incident has not yet been established and remains under investigation.
Traders at Chisokoni Market in Kitwe have been given a 1 month extension to vacate a land belonging to Antelope Milling Company following intervention by authorities. The Informal Economy Consortium of Zambia, IECZ, and affected traders are appealed for more time after Antelope Milling obtained a court order requiring them to leave within 3 days. About 30 shops and 15 tables are affected, with traders saying the short notice disrupted their livelihoods and made it difficult to find alternative accommodation. Some traders also cited earlier verbal promises that they could stay until 2030. IECZ coordinator Aston Sakala has confirmed that the owner of the land has extended the notice period to 6th March 2026. Mr. Sakala acknowledged the efforts of local leadership, including the district commissioner who visited the site and worked to negotiate the extension.
But our traders were given only 3 days to vacate, but after our engagement with the office of the district commissioner, Mr. Wansmo Ngonomo, who visited the site with council representatives and directed the council to meet with us, ANTROP has graciously extended the notice period to 1 month up to March 6, 2026. We'd like to acknowledge the efforts of the deputy mayor, the district UPND chairperson, Mr. Mwango, who visited the site yesterday after our engagement with him. As leaders, we are working tirelessly to negotiate with ANTROP, the landowners, to find a mutually beneficial solution for our traders. We are collaborating with the government, Kitwe City Council, and other stakeholders to provide support to our traders who are currently facing challenges.
Lusaka's McKinney Villa Ward 14 Councillor Freddy Momba has urged the residents to stop dumping waste in drainages, saying the vice is causing serious blockages in the area. Speaking in an interview with Combon Ready News, Mr. Momba said the indiscriminate waste disposal is contributing to flooding, especially during the rainy season. He said a permanent solution is underway, or the Zambia National Service ZNS currently constructing a drainage system in the ward. However, the councillor stated that he is not certain about the timeline of completion of the project. In the meantime, our residents have been advised that to properly dispose of waste in designated areas to help prevent flooding.
These facilities that are coming, the drainages, the culverts, they are coming at a very higher cost. Therefore, I urge and appeal to the general population in the community that please let us make sure we guard these facilities jealously. We know, let us indiscriminately and dispose of waste. You know, we find that when it is dry season, those are become the landfills for waste. So we are saying, let us stop that.
Some men in Lusaka have raised concerns over the continued use of sex boosters to enhance their sexual performance. Speaking to Combo Radio News, that they warned that reliance on such a product, many saw without a medical approval, could pose a serious health risk. They noted that some of these products are obtained from unregulated sources, including street vendors and online platforms, making it difficult to verify their safety and effectiveness. The men have called on health authorities to step up a public awareness campaign on the dangers of misusing a sex-enhancing product and to encourage men to seek professional medical advice for sexual health issues.
Manje kaili vintu vakuti vileta ma problems nchisivifunika nkala tabe nacho chabi.
It's not good because my body start destroying future manual or womanhood. Just to maintain your body kuja vama kutu some food like vame vinga kutita kwa boost mwe o sexually
so funika kuhizinga vama booster because it's usually uzaono nga puti na mavenzi sisi anga mkareja mwane wenzeri uzaombo funa ukashitekinga everyday vija vintu chintu jija as a mind.
No, sex boosters, they are not good using. Even Mamun and Mukai. I'm going to find that some pound. So, Manji, Siana Siana Kawan. I have a family blood group. They are very weak. Siana Siana Kotichoka.
We break a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Chokako, bwana wa mabwana fika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana, ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola maximum ati, it's for the biggest bosses.